Welcome to my podcast, Living Through Parkinson's. Today's episode is going to be just a slight different approach. I want to share a story about some things that have happened. So sit back, listen to the story, and see if you can see with your mind's eye the story that will unfold before you. Enjoy the story. So let's see where to begin. In the past month, I've seen the rheumatologist who says the problem with my left hand is a pinched nerve. And he did an ultrasound to show me exactly where the pinched nerve is. Had a steroid shot in the that first joint on the left hand. Works. And he wants me to come back for a return visit. Let's see, what was the next one? The optometrist here referred me to the retinal folks over in Indianapolis. I went there to see them, and that was probably the longest eye exam I have ever had, from 1 till about 2:30, maybe 2:45. They did multiple of the images of the eyes, both left and right. They did that close look at the back of the retina on both eyes. Did that enough that they had, I think it was two or three doctors come in and take a look at the eyes, and they started really focusing on a couple of things with both eyes. Finally, at the end, I asked them, I said, "So, what's up?" They said, "Well, you have, your macular degeneration is progressing," because they can look back at the old images and see how far and how fast it's going. Cataracts in both eyes are there, but not bad enough yet. The left eye has the interesting anomaly where there is vitreous fluid behind the retina. Well, I guess kind of in between the retinal walls. Don't know how that started, but noticeable enough that they have referred me a retinal person here, so I'll see them soon and see how that goes. They said, what was the next one? The next one was the driving test. You know, because with Parkinson's, one of the things that I'm aware of is my driving skills and abilities are changing. You know, reaction time, ability to focus eyes on things. So I had that, and boy, did I think I was back in driver's ed again. Started off with some hand-eye coordination. Then he said, "Okay, let's go. Let's go hit the road." So it was one of those driver's ed cars where he's got controls on his side, and I've got, you know, the steering wheel and all that on mine. Probably about an hour or so of driving around the VA hospital there, and in that part of Indianapolis, and yes, over on the interstate. I must have done good enough, because he never took over driving, but he did make a couple of comments which I found interesting. First, he noticed that the tremors, for whatever reason, didn't allow me to sit still in the seat. Second, he observed that because I'm wearing trifocals, I kept moving my head to find the right lens to look at. So he recommended that I get a set of driving glasses. Highly encouraged, strongly encouraged not to drive until I get those. I told him I didn't drive at night because the lights are just so hard to navigate through anything with all the lights and the that just it just causes enough problems that I don't feel safe driving out on the road at night, you know, dawn to dusk. So I've stopped doing that, and you know, I have a bunch of good friends who, if I need to get around somewhere, they'll come and pick me up, and that's been good. But then there's something else, and I'll get back to that in just a minute, so make sure you return. Back after a somewhat unexpected interlude period. Stand by. So Friday was spent out at the retinal folks. They took pictures of the back of both eyes. Then because they saw something in the right eye, did a dye a contrast there. Before that, did some laser work to try to take care of some of the retinoschisis or something like that in the left eye. They believe that was taken care of because when they did the dye test in both eyes, they found no evidence of any leakage or any abnormalities in the left eye. But the right eye still has some problems. They saw some big, humongous floaters in the right eye that they really couldn't tell where they were coming from. That was really not what I wanted to hear. But, well, I guess that's how it goes some days. So, after they did, let's see, the laser work in the left eye, the dye in both eyes, and noticed the big, humongous floaters, that's my words there, in the right eye, they let me go Friday afternoon after about 2.5 hours there on Friday. I came home, and probably within an hour and a half of being home, they called and said they need to have me back on Monday for some more imaging on the eyes. I have no idea what they're trying to see or if they saw something on Friday that they want to get another look at, but I'll head back there Monday and see what happens. You know, some days it seems like everywhere I go, just something else popping up. But, you know, I stop and I look at it and I think, you know, I have had a good long time without any major episodes. And if this is just a slight little bump in the road, that's okay. Because I know and I truly believe that faith in God is going to get me through all of this. So really, in the end, things are going to work out. Things are going to be just fine. So I'll just kind of wait and see how things go. So for now, sight's a bit more fuzzy and hazy. But you know what? I can still see, and I can still, you know, have that feeling to know that something's there. So yeah, things are all right. Got to get back to raking some more leaves. But that's the way things are on this. The 18th of November at about 3 p.m. at Eastern Standard Time. So, until next time, always remember, you never know what's coming. So enjoy each day and always look forward and have faith that you can get through anything. Amen. Well, there you have it. I guess I'll call this episode retinal review, or the eyes have it. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, always remember to find joy and find delight in everything, and be happy. The world definitely needs more happy people. So take care, friend. Until next time.